from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we start with that conversation with Elon Musk last night on X, formerly known as Twitter. Elon Musk owns X, and the conversation lasted around 2 hours' time. As you reported, Paul delayed a little over 30 minutes, but once they got on, a lot of conversation about this area. They spent 20 minutes talking about the day of the assassination attempt, July 13th, and also the big news for a lot of people is Donald Trump says, I'm coming back to Butler.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's got also another rally in Pennsylvania. That's going to be Saturday up at the Mohegan Sun in the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area. Now, from what we're reading here on X, they're saying that over a three-hour period last night, the president's post received 73 million views. I assume that's a post that Donald Trump made on his own. And then during the same period, there were 4 million posts about Musk and Trump's conversation. And those 4 million posts generated almost 1 billion views. Wow.
Well, there is a great interest in this election around the world. So it's not just here in the United States where we know the population is basically split down the middle for the most part, right? But around the world, there's just great interest in what's going on in America.
It would be nice to see the other candidates interviewed at length like this and to talk at length about their plans, you know?
Yeah, Robert Kennedy Jr. is having a hard time getting on the ballot in Pennsylvania as it is.
Yeah, he's not going to be on the ballot in New York. We learned that this morning.
Right.
The judge in that case says he's not a resident, so he can't be on the ballot, I guess.
Meantime, so the takeaway again,
which wouldn't prevent people from writing him in if that's what they want to do.
And the fact is, we don't know the exact details. The commissioners in Butler have received no official word on Donald Trump's return or a date. It is possible that other officials in law enforcement or in party leadership may have been notified, but the commissioners say they have not. And Donald Trump says it's all set. So it's all set, perhaps, with his team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the passing of Judge Jeffrey Manning at age 77, Allegheny County judge who retired just a few years ago, apparently had quite an impact in the legal community here. And last night, Rob Pratt had a chance to talk to former Governor Tom Corbett.
I've known Jeffrey since I first went into the DA's office in 1976. We became friends almost instantaneously. He moved down the street, as we call it, to the U.S. Attorney's office as an assistant. We remained friends, and then finally I moved down there, and we continued to be friends until I left to go into private practice. We continue to be main friends. Once you're Jeffrey's friend, you're always Jeffrey's friend.
Also, some very kind and generous comments made by Phil DeLucenti in an interview with our Tamira Rush when we got the news yesterday.
Yeah, it was, for a lot of people, he had a tremendous impact in the legal community.
I recognized the name immediately because it was associated with so many big cases in the time that I've been here.
And a lot of people will be also talking about the Pirates.
This unfortunate,
3-1, and the pitch. Swing, fly ball, tailing away from Maryland center. He'll dive and make the catch to end the game. A headlong dive in right center. Merrill, the player of the week, is certainly the player of the day for the Padres. He just won him the game.
Yeah, 2-1 was the final, and that diving catch robbed Brian Reynolds of a double that would have tied the game. So that's how it went in San Diego last night.
Yeah, and you had a stat on the games in terms of one-run losses in this free fall.
They've
now
had seven of them.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'll say ouch.
You know, we went from 2 weeks ago being on the verge of being in the conversation for playoffs. Now they're talking about they would have to do something really dramatic to get back to that. Like, get on a big winning streak.
Well, I think that the conversation has changed entirely now. I'm reading a former sports writer's post. Bob Smyzik commented, he said, you've got to wonder if the manager and the general manager are going to be around much longer.
Well,
it's been 5 years, you know. They've had their 5 years, and look what's going on.
Former Pirate closer Jason Grilley's going to join us. How do you stop the bleeding? He'll join us right after the news at 8:30. And that's what people are talking about in the Berg on the Big K Morning Show. At 7:35, we're going to announce our Lifetime Achievement Awardee for our Hometown Heroes event coming October 8th. In October for the 12th year, and this will be at the Lamont this year, as we recognize five of our hometown heroes and a very special individual. And Paul, this is going to be somebody everybody in the audience knows.
And we're making the announcement today.
7:35.
Okay. Lifetime Achievement.
Lifetime Achievement. To join some of the others that we've had over the years, including Smokey Robinson, Dr. Stanley Marks, who's a treasure in this region, head of oncology, UPMC, done amazing research. You had Dr. Jim Withers, who created street medicine and has traveled. It's what he's done here has been utilized around the world. And then we've had Jack Bogut, our former morning man here in broadcasting. We've had Craig Patrick, Hockey Hall of Famer, saved hockey here and so much. So there's a great combination of people. And I think people are going to be really happy. They're going to go, oh, yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, by the way.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know.
I purposefully, now I'm going to send you the rundown, but don't look.
Okay.
So that I want you to be surprised.
Oh, so it will be there on the rundown.
On your rundown.
So I don't need to look at that yet.
Don't
okay.
look.
All right.
You got a little over an hour at 7:35. I've invited someone to help me introduce this. So when you hear who, it'll be a big clue.
Okay.
And by the way, you can go to kdkradio.com, check out our Hometown Heroes nomination form. If you know somebody who's doing extraordinary things in our community, we want to know about it. It's one of the most uplifting evenings that we have and can present, and really proud of the work we're doing there. Coming up, you have a chance to get reaction to the passing of Jeffrey Manning. We're going to talk to a former judge, Cheryl Allen, and her reflections of Judge Manning. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, along with Paul Rasmussen at our anchor desk. The passing of Jeffrey A. Manning, a veteran Allegheny County judge at the age of 77, very high-profile judge and esteemed local man who went to Gateway High School. And we are joined by Cheryl Allen, who is a retired Pennsylvania Supreme Court judge. Judge, welcome back to KDKA.
Good morning.
I would imagine that it, the judge...
And I am, first of all, I'm a retired Superior Court judge, but thank you.
Pardon me?
I said I'm a retired Superior Court judge.
Oh, well, I said Supreme, didn't I?
Yes. Okay, but that's okay. Thanks for the
Well, you're
promotion.
Supreme in my view. My apologies. Judge, this is a tight community. Many of judges at many levels obviously interact over a period of years. So what can you share with us about Judge Manning?
Well, I can tell you that I met Judge Manning for the first time when I was seeking, we were both seeking a seat on the Court of Common Pleas, and he was elected to the court in 1989. Actually, he was appointed to the court in 1988 and elected in 1989. I was appointed to the court in 1990 and elected in 1991. And I served initially in the criminal division, court division with him. And I came to know him over the years. You know, he was a very colorful person, very hardworking, and also very brilliant. He had a brilliant legal mind. And I can honestly say that There were those times when we didn't see eye to eye on things, but we were always able to sit and talk about things. And I had a tremendous amount of respect for him because when I was subsequently assigned to juvenile court and we were shorthanded, he was one of the few judges that was willing to step up to the plate and come and help share the caseload in juvenile court. He volunteered to do that. And, you know, you always respected his legal mind because he did seek to be fair and he tried to do the right thing. And as I said before, you know, he was a person that I could sit and talk to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And sometimes did sit and talk to him, even about those things or decisions that were made that I didn't agree with. We were able to actually talk. So I had a tremendous amount of respect for Jeffrey, and I just pray for his family, and I pray that, you know, they will have the peace and in the knowledge that he was a great judge.
Judge Allen, this is Paul Rasmussen. I'd like to know what separated him in your view as a great jurist.
Well, because he had a great legal mind, but he was also opening to listening. And you know what makes a judge a great judge, I think, is the ability to first and foremost study the law, because no one has all of the answers, and to be willing to be open to listening to people and to considering all points of view. And that's what I thought was good about Jeffrey. You know, the fact that, and he had a tremendous amount of compassion. People didn't, may not have always seen him that way, but I know that when he was willing to come, we had lost a judge in juvenile court, and back in those days, there were only 2.5 judges assigned to juvenile court. So to lose one was very problematic. But Jeffrey was willing to step up to the plate to come to juvenile court to hear those cases. And you know, it's not that the cases are difficult, but the family situations are difficult. And when you're dealing with young people, It's a whole different ball game. It takes a person with a tremendous amount of compassion and also insight. And so I believe that he had the necessary insight and as well as compassion. But also he was very tough. He had the ability to be very stern and tough, but compassionate with insight at the same time.
Well, he certainly left his mark on this community. One of the things I hear you say, which is encouraging to me, is even when you disagree, you can have a civil conversation. I think we need that to take place in our current political scheme. And appreciate you taking time for us this morning, Judge. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen, retired Pennsylvania Superior Court judge, on the Big K Morning Show. We're going to go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters meteorologist, Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Boy, I like this stretch of weather. Nice and cool and crisp this morning and more sunshine. So the question is, when do we see rain again?
We're not going to have to wait too long for that. I think we're fine through Thursday, but Friday, with a front pressing in from the west, there's going to be a shower and thunderstorm around, especially in the afternoon. And I think that that's going to set the table for what's going to be an active weekend of weather. When I say active, I mean numerous showers and probably a thunderstorm or two, certainly Saturday and probably Sunday as well. And that may carry over into the beginning of next week.
Joe, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious about Ernesto and the possibility for some problems with that. Is that something we need to be concerned about?
I don't think that can get back to the United States unless it clips New England, and that's not a 0% probability. Most of the track guidance right now keeps it out to sea harmlessly to the south and east of Cape Cod, even bypasses Nova Scotia. But the same feature that's going to plague our weather with some showers this weekend, it's an upper-level trough. If that digs in far enough west, it opens up the room for this thing to flow farther north before making that turn out to sea. And if that's the case, I'd be a little nervous if I lived on Cape Cod or Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard or along the Maine coast or Nova Scotia coastline.
But there are a lot of people still dealing with the aftermath of the heavy rains of Debbie that are happy that it's going to stay out to sea, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, those areas of southeastern New England, easternmost Pennsylvania, New Jersey, missed out on the worst of Debbie's rains. They didn't really get anywhere near as much from that. Now, Tuesday afternoon and evening, there were some heavy thunderstorms that did pound the New York City area. But by and large, southeastern New England, much of the Mid-Atlantic escaped the worst of rain. You had to get back toward the Susquehanna Valley and into the mountains and then up into portions of upstate New York and Vermont. There was much heavier rain. But this system should stay much farther east. And right now, cross our fingers, it doesn't even affect New England. Unless you had a plan to go to the beaches, then you might want to stay out of the water.
Are we behind still on rain?
The good question. Let me call up the numbers here real quick. I don't have them in front of me. For the year, we've had 38.75, so we're actually 5 inches ahead of normal, believe it or not.
Wow. That's a surprise, but it was so wet late in the spring and early summer.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Since the 1st of June, you know, kind of the heart of our growing season, we're basically an inch above normal.
All right, Joe, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Yeah, that storm out there is Ernesto.
Yeah, the track that I was looking at this morning, the forecast track, has it, you know, kind of veering to the east and north, which is fine. I mean, that's great. Far away as we can get it from land. What I was concerned about was what he was talking about. Would this thing get anywhere near North America? So,
well, we
hopefully not. We're completely safe.
Yeah, places that most people frequent here along the coast, it looks like this one will miss. To school, we have an opportunity for you to help support Pittsburgh Public School students by providing stuffed backpacks for the hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive presented by Frank Walker Law. And you can visit kdkradio.com. We're teaming up with our brother station 93.7 The Fan and also WAMO WAMO 107.3. Support an individual, get a group together, and help us stuff those backpacks for the kids. I mean, it's coming.
Yeah, it's so quickly happening right now. We've got a story about that coming up at 7 from Tamira Rush. And I did not realize this until this morning. Only 3 districts in western Pennsylvania start classes after Labor Day. I mean, where I grew up, it was always after Labor Day.
Yeah, I remember it being after Labor Day, but I'm not 100% sure. It was so long ago. Also brought to you by MediConnect. This is, I joke to the kids, I got to North Allegheny High School just after they got electricity. Actually, ba-dum-bump, yeah. Back to school, though. It's interesting because it's high anxiety time for some kids and parents. And on one hand, a lot of moms and dads who've been dealing with the kids all summer are like happy to get back to a routine where the kids will have a routine, you know. I wonder, you know, when we were little, you just went out and played. Everybody sent their kids out in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and everybody's parents watched over us. I mean, if we were at the Gillespie's house, then Amy Gillespie would keep an eye on my sister and I while we were playing with her 3 boys.
And
the same thing would happen if they were over at our place.
Nowadays, there's, you know, play dates and schedules for everything. It seems to me pretty rare that kids just go out and play.
We just hopped in our little go-karts or our bikes and took off together and went and did stuff.
Well, let's be honest. You know, like on a Saturday, even when school was back, my dad worked in a car business, so he would work Saturdays. And so is my mom, with no car for a long period of time. And 4 boys.
Someone to get you out of the house.
You know, separated by about 3 years. My sister came along later. And I remember by the time we were at the breakfast table eating Captain Crunch, it was basically get out of here and don't come back till you hear your dad whistle. So when my dad would come home from work, he had that, you know, on the porch. And then you knew, I got to go.
My summer memories are of being able to ride my bike a few blocks to the swimming pool, where we would do that, or we could walk a block or two down to where we went to school, and they had a ball field down there. We could play baseball. And then when we got older, you know, we were in our early teens, we could ride our 10 speeds over to the mall. They had a nice theater at the mall. We could go to the movies.
We had one family in the neighborhood that had air conditioning. They were very popular.
I'll bet they were.
Yes, they were.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1. Or trap pick number 1. number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.